Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
It's time to get the morning sports news on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome back to the Kia Studios on what is a very busy Friday. Hope you're having a great drive-in. Looks like it's going to be a glorious day as the Braves return home tonight. And may the 4th be with you. Star Wars night sold out, SunTrust Park. And by the way, you didn't need to know that. SunTrust Park sold out tonight, sold out Saturday, sold out Sunday for the Atlanta Braves and the San Francisco Giants in a three-game set for the red-hot and blistering Atlanta Braves, who just destroyed the New York Mets in a three-game set in New York. They beat them 3-2 and then 7-0. And yesterday, they made it 11-0. With a rout that was almost a no-hitter on top of that. It got really bad at Citi Field in that three-game sweep. Braves outscored the Mets 21-2 in those three games. And by the time Nick Markakis turned on one, the fans had turned on their own team.
Now Nick drives one toward the gap in right center. That ball is deep. That ball is going to fly out of here. And listen to the fans in New York.
Yeah, they were booing. Oh, they were booing.
Oh, that was a great thing to see, man. I mean, the way that you just put it, took it to the Mets. 11 runs, man, that's a beautiful thing. Hey, just go ahead, be happy about it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's here. Enjoy it. You're in first place. Enjoy it.
Then the big Acuna. El Abusador? Is that what Grant said?
El Abusador.
Tonight, you'll see Ronald Acuna Jr. in a Braves uniform playing in a regular season game at SunTrust Park for the first time ever. Yesterday, he hit one 100,000 miles.
And he unloads on the first pitch, and Cespedes doesn't bother to turn around. Second deck, laser beam for Acuna.
Jim Carrey at Fox Sports, part of that 11-0 route that included big home runs, big at-bats, and Acuna hitting one a mile and a third, and Julio Teheran, who took a no-hitter into the seventh inning, and the starting pitching was absolutely lights-out brilliant for the Atlanta Braves. For Julio, everything was on target.
The first inning, obviously, we were thinking about that. Like, I didn't want to feel anything, but you know, after that, I just was concentrated and focused and do my job.
All right, one more soundbite after the game. This is the manager, Brian Snicker, talking about the win streak. Did you know that since Ronald Acuna Jr. showed up in a Braves uniform in Cincinnati, the Braves have played 8 games, and they have won 7 of those 8.
He's done really well, obviously. You know, a kid like that brings energy. He brings excitement, and that's good when you're playing every day in this long season, when you have, you know, guys that come in and add that to your club.
Yeah, 7-1 with Ronald Acuna, and all on the road, all against NL East foes and against two really good teams. Yeah, the Braves are playing great ball.
It's great baseball. Man, it's one of those things, John. What you can't say enough about how good it is and how great of a start they've gotten off to. Man, it's a great time to be in Atlanta. It really is. It's a great time to be here with so much stuff, positive things going on. You know, you look at Atlanta United and what they're being able to do. You look at potentially what Georgia football is doing. It's a great time to be here in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's part of our poll question of the day, brought to you by Vision Computers. Because the Braves are on fire, in the current 5-game win streak that the Braves have, they outscored the Phillies and the Mets in their stadiums 35-4. I mean, they're not just winning games. They're winning games on the road, in the division, and they're winning them 7-0, 10-1, 11-0. I mean, they're just crushing teams. So the Braves are on fire. We know that United has beaten teams 4-1, 5-1, scoring at will, and they'll play against Chicago tomorrow. The Falcons, of course, just got Calvin Ridley to go with that attack, and a lot of things looking up for them. And the Bulldogs coming off that incredible year where they had the number one recruiting class in the entire nation.
So if you go to at 929 the game on Twitter right now, 56% of people say Atlanta United will be the first team in Georgia to bring us a championship, followed by 19% the Georgia Bulldogs, 16% Atlanta Falcons, and 9% say the Braves.
Yeah, and I agree that when we talk and ask you the question with everybody being this hot in town, you know, who's going to be the first to win a title, the Braves will actually have the first crack at it because the World Series is the first one up. The World Series will be first, and then the MLS Cup. World Series November. MLS Cup is in December. The college football title game is in January, and, of course, the Super Bowl here in Atlanta will be in February. But that's something you can also talk to us. We're yakking. There's a lot of smack talk going on, which is fine, on our Twitter, at 929TheGame. Morning Sports News with John and Hugh, brought to you by Shane Company. Blow or mine, not your budget, with an engagement ring from Shane Company. Shane Co., of course, is always your friend in the jewelry business. So the Red Hot Braves at home tonight on Star Wars night at SunTrust Park.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. And that, you know, and interestingly enough, you know, again, a three-game home set inside of 16 road games. The Braves are doing so much damage, Hugh, on the road and in the division, where they've already won 14 games in the division out of their 19
wins. That's
impressive.
That's impressive. And they've been taking care of business in the division. They've beaten division foes, defeating playoff opponents from last year. So it's a good time to feel good about the Braves. And tonight, May 4th, what is it, Ronald Acuna? No, Ozzy Albies, Orlando Calrissian night.
Right.
So everybody's going to be up for the bobblehead night. It's going to be a great night for baseball.
Well, certainly the Braves are kind of the lead story in town, and the fact that they're in first place by a game and a half here is they open this brief homestand against the Giants. But there's other big news, including Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan got paid yesterday. It finally happened. $100 million guaranteed, a five-year, $150 million deal, $30 million a year, of which $100 million is guaranteed. And for the moment, Matt Ryan is the highest paid player in the history of the NFL.
To the Falcons fans and the Atlanta Falcons organization, I just want to say thank you very much for all of the support and for the last 10 years. It's been an amazing ride here. I've had a ton of fun. I feel really fortunate to have played here for this long, for such an amazing community and fan base. But I'm more excited about what's in front of us and very excited to you know, be here for the next 6 years. And I'm looking forward to getting to work, giving it everything I have, and making sure that we bring this city a championship, one that it really deserves.
Well, you better bring this city a championship. You got paid like an elite quarterback. He is an elite quarterback. He just got paid like an elite quarterback. It may not last long, but at one point, Matt Ryan could say, I was the highest paid player in the history of the NFL. All right. Let's say Matt Ryan's probably got a lot to prove to earn this money, Hugh.
No, he does. There's no doubt about that, John. You know, you're $30 million a year. You are the highest paid quarterback in the game. Guys that have that money right now, most of those guys that are getting paid like that outside of probably Kirk Cousins, Andrew Luck, Matthew Stafford, they got Super Bowl rings. So that's, you got to get one. You got to get you one.
Well, speaking of two that do have Super Bowl rings, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, and now Aaron Rodgers is next on the clock, I think. It'll be really interesting. Now, we all expect that Aaron Rodgers is going to sign fairly soon now that Ryan's got his deal done. We'll probably hear of Aaron Rodgers by early next week, the latest, if not today. I mean, maybe they've just sitting around and got the deal done, and they're just waiting for Ryan to put an extra dollar or two on top of that. What happens with Tom Brady is going to be really interesting, though, I think.
Yeah, everybody's going to see what Tom – is Tom Brady in a position – well – He's in position to do whatever the heck he want to do, but is he going to take another hometown discount? I think that's the question on everybody's mind. You know, with some of the stuff that we've heard about Tom Brady over the last few weeks, whether or not he's going to be the guy that remains in lockstep with the Patriots and decides to take a hometown discount.
So, again, a lot of headlines going on here. We'll keep our eyes on the NFL, see if there's any breaking news if you're a Packers fan about Aaron Rodgers' contract. But now with Matt Ryan's contract in place, we mentioned this earlier, it is interesting to note that the Falcons, by next Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, somewhere in there, we'll find out just how much money the Falcons have now. So, and we're reading reports between $3 and $8 million that they'll have under the cap now that the Ryan deal is done, and that'll allow them to be able to go out and make another move at a spot like defensive tackle, and to get another D tackle in here prior to camp beginning. So we'll certainly monitor that for you. As mentioned, very busy weekend. The Braves back home. Atlanta United is on the road. They take on the Chicago Fire tomorrow in Chicago, and 8:30 kick tomorrow night. And Mike Conley will have the call on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. yesterday was 2 months since the Atlanta United had, the Five Stripes had lost a game. 2 months since they've lost a game.
It's a lovely thing to be winning, and doesn't look like you have any, so show any signs of slowing down. It's a beautiful thing, man. It really is. It's exciting.
Miggy Almiron, who was voted a couple of days ago as the MLS Player of the Week, yesterday added to that with the MLS Player of the Month for his 5 goals in the month. By the way, Ozzie Albies didn't win Player of the Month in baseball. Is that right? Is that true? Because, you know, we had talked about those two and how hot they were, but I don't think Ozzie won Player of the Month in baseball.
He did not. It was someone else. Hang on, I would have to look it up.
May have been, yeah. It could have been Cespedes. It was J.D. Pollock from Arizona? Yeah, okay. But anyway, and so what? All right, you know, we'll take first place and we'll roll with that.
Yeah, that's it. You can't have everything, John. You know, got to take what you got and run with that right now.
Right. The NBA playoffs. Let's bring you up to speed on what's happened in the NBA playoffs, because there's a lot of news going on in the NBA playoffs. Let's begin with the fact that, say what you like in terms of the all-time discussion about Michael Jordan and you know, Magic Johnson and Oscar Robertson and whoever, Bill Russell, who's the greatest player of all time. There's no question who the greatest player is right now, because LeBron James continues to seemingly have yet another gear.
Shot clock all the way down to 3. LeBron at the left point. Spins on Ananobi. Fadeaway long 2. Oh, he knocks that down! 43 for LeBron. He's 19 of 27 from the field. Cavaliers 116. Raptors 98.
Yeah, the Cavaliers went on to a big win in Toronto. Take a 2-0 lead on the Raptors and beat them both times in Toronto. And LeBron was unbelievably good. He's been great the entire playoffs. But unbelievably good last night, and how he prepares against the Raptors.
It's not about the opponent. It's about my mindset and how much I watch film, you know, going into a series or going against an opponent. You know, my film was kind of, you know, not as I would like, because we had this go right from game 7 to game 1. But being able just to lock down on your opponents, understanding what they like to do, what they don't like to do, ways I can be effective.
I don't know how you stop him at this rate. He's unstoppable.
They played him kind of soft. They let him get him with the mid-range shot all night long. He killed him with that. And this is something that when you – John, when I heard it, I could not believe it, that this is the first time that this ever happened in the NBA. LeBron scored, 40 points and 14 rebounds? And that's the first time ever that's ever happened? No, 40 points and 14 assists. Excuse me, got to get it right. 14 assists. That's the first time that's ever happened in the NBA. That's crazy. That is crazy. He is on fire right now. Look like the Cleveland Cavaliers have hit their stride. And all this talk about Toronto being, you know, that team, it might, you know, it's still early. It's still, well, they're down 2. They're down 2 at home, and they're getting ready to go back to Cleveland, which is going to be a tough place to play. But me and Trav might have to have something to talk about come Tuesday.
Yeah, the Toronto
Trav, Raptors. You got some explaining to do, Travis.
Down not just 2-0, but 2-0 at home. And DeMar DeRozan saying, well, we still got this.
We thrive off adversity. Every single guy on this team, we thrive off adversity. We've been in tough situations before. And, you know, sometimes when you put in a tough situation, that's what brings the best out of you. And that's what point we at now. You know, we understand where we at, and we're going to fight.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you thrive off adversity, that you've proven that over the years in the playoffs with all those titles you've won. Oh, wait.
See, now that wasn't right. That wasn't right. But what are you supposed to say in a situation like this? Your back is against the wall.
I don't know what
you are about to go into the den of lions, the den of wolves, and try to snatch 2. Because you got to snatch 2.
Mm.
You got to beat them there. I mean, you know, so yeah, this is going to be a tough one. But this is what you left yourself. I blame Drake for this. When he got in Kendrick Perkins' face, he shouldn't have did that, because he just lit a flame. So, yeah, that's all Drake's fault.
The Celtics look like they're now headed towards a possible showdown with the Cavaliers, because they did this last night.
Redick gets open in the corner for 3, and he misses it. Rebound, Rozier. Celtics have numbers. Rozier running with Tatum, lobs it in the air, and Tatum throws it down.
Oh, my. J.J. Redick missed the easiest shot he could make, and the Celtics run back and get 2 more.
Yeah, without Kyrie, again, Brad Stevens, the job he's done without Gordon Hayward at the beginning of the year in the first game, then no Kyrie at all. He's doing it with, you know, the Jaylen Browns and the Jason Tatums and the Terry Rozier's, and the Celtics are really proving to be a team that may just end up as Eastern Conference champions, even with the injuries and Rozier talking about how Philadelphia came at him and they countered.
You know, once we got on that run, we never looked back. Coach was saying, whoever bring the fight to one another is going, and whoever the tougher team is going to win. And they definitely punched us in the mouth at the beginning of the game, and we just had to bounce back and get things together.
All right, NBA playoff stat lines for 100, Alex. The answer is 1. Ding, ding. Yes, John. How many points did Ben Simmons score in game 2 against the Celtics? That is correct for $100. One point, Ben Simmons.
You're going to have bad games. That's pretty much it for me. I mean, we're going to have bad games. We got to execute, though. Comes down to, you know, everybody staying together defensively and offensively. But we're learning. We're a young team. You know, nobody's panicking in the locker room. Nobody's freaking out. You know, we're staying together as a team, and we go home, and we got to take care of business.
Okay, well, I guess
they gotta get it done. He had a rough one.
Yeah,
he got benched for a time, and you know, it was a rough start for him. It was a rough day for him. I blame Kevin Hart for this one, you know, and all. I blame Drake and Kevin Hart. They brought Meek Mill. They even flew Meek Mill to the game. But I blame Kevin Hart for this one, man. All that jumping around, letting other grown men toss you up in the air like a baby. All that, like, listen, man.
They won that series.
Yeah, but that's still his fault. I got to get something. I can't blame it on nobody else. I want to say they're young because that's the go-to. But when you've had the kind of bravado that they've had, you know, you got to go ahead and take your lump. So I'm going to blame Kevin Hart for this one. And don't let another grown man throw you up like a baby. Don't do that. It's a no-no. You're too grown for that.
Celtics, Cavaliers, both up 2-0, and it looks like the East might just come down to those two again. When we get back, Matt Ryan wasn't the only guy in town to get paid millions of dollars. The Georgia Bulldogs have locked their coach down for a long time.
Out there.
If you control them in 5 seconds, and they'll take the bait every single time.
The Bunker Mentality. Evenings from 7 to 11. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is the morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Friday, May the 4th. Somebody's trying to steal it on Twitter. Happy Cinco de Cuatro. No, it's Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Cuatro. That doesn't make any sense. Happy 5th of 4th? Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. That makes no sense. It's trending. Yeah, I know. The holiday is fake, but that's another story. May the 4th be with you is, of course, Star Wars Day, and the Braves are back home tonight, and the Falcons, pardon me, are making news. I think I got a cricket stuck in my throat.
I was about to say, that cricket,
on crickets
that cricket coming back up there, John?
Yeah, Freddy? A little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Y'all so nasty.
and the Georgia Bulldogs are also making news because Matt Ryan got paid $100 million. Kirby Smart just got paid, well, the contract will be $49 million for the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs at $7 million a year, a 7-year, $49 million contract for Kirby Smart. These coaches are making bank.
Yeah, doesn't that make Kirby the third highest paid coach in college football? I think that's what I read.
Well, Saban fifth. Would be
oh,
one.
I'm sorry, yeah. Fifth highest paid.
I was going to say, because you have Jimbo Fisher.
$49 million, though, John.
I know.
For 2 years, like 2 years in. I mean, that is great. I mean, like I said, again, coaches, players, anybody who does their job well enough to get an extension that fast into it, that's a great job. But now, again, the bar's been raised high for Kirby. Coach Smart. The bar's been raised high. Now he has to step up. Now, you know, hey, Bulldog fans looking for a championship next year. Bottom line. I mean, you get that kind of bread, and you have the kind of success that you have last year. No, nobody expects anything less than getting back to the SEC title game, winning it, and then bringing home the national championship trophy. That's it, in that order, because if we're gonna play semantics, that's just how it goes. You can't do one without the other. I mean, you can, but you know, you want both.
But Hugh, if you're going to rip on Matt Ryan, he shouldn't get – not you, but if these people are going to rip on Matt Ryan, he shouldn't get paid unless he wins titles. And why's Kirby getting paid? He didn't win any titles.
No, you're right. But that's the expectations. I'm talking about the expectations. And that's all it is. When you get paid that kind of money, you're expected to bring home a title. Like, show me the baby. You say it all the time. Now, I don't want to hear about the labor pains or how, you know, how Julio fell down in the back of the end zone or how Teron Ward was covered by, you know, a defender when you threw the ball to him. No. Show me the baby. I don't want to hear about the receivers dropping balls. I don't want to hear about the drop passes. That's on you because you're the quarterback. You pull the trigger every play. You know what's funny, John?
Mm-hmm.
When like, talking about Matt Ryan, I was looking up some stats, and I was comparing his numbers to Aaron Rodgers' numbers. Do you know Matt Ryan has thrown for more yards than Aaron Rodgers? Matt Ryan has thrown for 41,798 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers has thrown for 38,502 yards.
Well, now Rodgers spent, 3 years on the bench at Green Bay, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and he's thrown for more touchdowns, and he has a higher QBR. But my point is this. When I talked about it this morning, I was talking about how Matt Ryan is flirting with Hall of Fame numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Ryan has thrown 260 touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers has thrown 313. Matt Ryan has a QBR of 93.4 career.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers has a QBR of 103.8. Flirting with Hall of Fame numbers. The only difference is Aaron Rodgers has that one Super Bowl win, that one Super Bowl appearance that he has over Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, when Matt Ryan wins his Super Bowl, he will be considered. He has to be. Like, those numbers alone makes Matt Ryan, puts Matt Ryan in the elite category of quarterbacks. Those numbers right there are compared to an elite quarterback, so how can you not call him an elite quarterback? And I know somebody will say, because of what he does in the playoffs. Okay, that goes back to the point that I was trying to make. He needs to win a championship. He wins a championship. All this other stuff goes away for Matt Ryan. It does. Because he's a championship-winning quarterback.
Well, you said Aaron Rodgers has thrown for more than Aaron Rodgers. In his career already, Matt Ryan has thrown for more than Joe Montana, thrown for more than Johnny Unitas, thrown for more than Jim Kelly. Guys that are in the Hall of Fame, he will pass Dan Fouts sometime in about week 5. He'll pass Dan Fouts into the top 15 all-time in the history of the NFL.
But to be fair, John, to compare him to those quarterbacks, that was a different era. They didn't throw the ball as much as they do now. You know what I mean? Those quarterbacks, they didn't throw it like it is now. It's an air attack now. So for him to be there with Aaron Rodgers and chucking the ball as much as more than Aaron Rodgers has and has the numbers that are compared to his, that's pretty impressive.
Oh, he's thrown for more than Steve Young, Troy Aikman, and Kurt Warner.
Again, a little bit different era. Kurt Warner, you could start, but I know where you're going with this. In those quarter, they're viable, but still a little bit different era.
Well, by the time he's done. If he plays all 5 years and he stays healthy all 5 years, he will be in the top 5 all time. It'll be like Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and Matt Ryan.
And the sad part about it is, John, again, he doesn't get that championship ring. Ain't nobody going to think about none of that. None of that.
Same with Kirby Smart. I mean, it's same pressure. I mean, now that you've got that 7-year, $49 million deal, look at the highest paid coaches in college football, right? The highest paid coaches in college football, and for that matter, college basketball, they make about the same. Matter of fact, I could probably look it up, but I'm pretty sure that Mike Krzyzewski at Duke is the highest paid college coach, period. I think he makes $9 million a year, slightly more than Urban Meyer and Nick Saban. Now, Urban Meyer has national titles. Nick Saban has national titles. The other highly paid coaches include Jimbo Fisher, has a national title. And then you have Jim Harbaugh. And the pressure's on Jim Harbaugh to win something at Michigan, correct?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Listen, when you initially, when you bring these coaches in, and I see Bo with this cigarette, but when you bring these coaches in, man, and when they come, all your hopes and dreams come with those coaches and everything that they've done in the past. You look at the short period of time that he was in San Fran, and you look at that and say, oh, that should translate even better in the college game because he can handpick the guys that he wants to build his team. And for a time, that worked. That allowed him to put him in a position to get paid the way he did for Michigan and get the extension that he did in Michigan. Now it's time to show me the baby. And now it's time to beat Ohio State. Because if I recall correctly, since you've been there, you ain't beat Ohio State. Ohio State has been bending you over and spanking you on your bottom.
So is Michigan State. So is Penn State.
Yes.
I think they're something like 1-7 against those teams.
They've been bending you over and spanking you on your bottom ever since you've been here. So you need to correct that.
So Jim Harbaugh has been not successful in getting to that next level, and you've got to win a national title. And the Michigan fans are getting a little antsy, going, "Hey, we bought you in here. with all this pomp and circumstance. Now, think about this, too. It's one thing for Jimbo Fisher to go to Texas A&M and get paid. When you're talking about Kirby Smart, what is Kirby Smart? He's a Georgia guy going home. Jim Harbaugh, what is he? He's a Michigan man going home. Same with Scott Frost. When you go home to Nebraska, you go home to Michigan, you go home to Georgia, that pressure isn't just on how much money you make. That pressure goes up a notch and a notch and a notch. And the same could be said for Mark Richt going home to Miami where he played college ball.
Where he got paid. He just got paid,
too. Yeah, he's got a contract through, 2023 down there in Miami.
Yeah, he just got paid.
Yeah, so, I mean, so it's another level when you go home to the school, I guess to some degree, Urban Meyer went to Bowling Green, but still he's an Ohio guy and, you know, always coveted the Ohio State job. So, you know, it's one thing, though, to make $7 million. It's another to have to win a title. And the big thing will be, again, is Georgia in a position where they are ready to ascend to that rarefied air of being in it every year? In other words, if Georgia's program is ready, you cannot have a 9-4 season.
You have to be. You have to be ready, John. You have to put yourself in position to be that next team. And with you paying Coach Smart like that, that's what you have to do. I mean, it's simple as that. You know the area. You put yourself in a position where you've brought back certain old heads or guys that were a part of the program that have to help you get to where you need to be. And I think that's what Coach Smart is right now.
Well, at $7 million a year with bonuses, he'll probably make somewhere and endorsements around $9 million a year. That's pretty good living in Athens, Georgia. That's all I can tell you. You're going to be able to live mighty high on the hog. But you can't be flashy about it at the same time. See, if you're an athlete, you can live high on the hog and you can have the big place and all that kind of stuff. The funny thing is, when you're a coach, you got to kind of download it a little bit. Just a little bit. You can't be swanking out in town in front of your guys. I mean,
ain't no Bentleys in coaches in their garage. They got like nice trucks and stuff, and that's about it. They ain't doing all that other stuff.
Right, they're not doing all that. You got to download it just a little bit, you know, and park that money away. Go get you a second house like Saban has up here. Where's he? It's got one up in Lake Oconee or Lake Lanier, one of the two.
I think he sold it.
He sold that house?
Yeah, I think he was selling it, or he did sell it. I swear I heard that he was selling it.
Well, he may have.
He can go to West Point.
Yeah, you can go to which side of the lake?
The Alabama side, of course.
Yeah, but that's Auburn country. Come on now. You don't want to go down there. They'll run him out faster than you can shake a stick. Come on.
They ain't going to mess with Saban.
We get a chance for you to taste a little bit of that success with the National Signing Bonus coming up on Monday, beginning at 7 a.m. It ought to start at 6, but we lost that battle. It'll start at 7 a.m., and your chance to win $1,000 each hour on Monday is when it starts again, 9 after the hour. We'll give you the code word. You know how it works, and we hope you win quite a bit of cash and $1,000 in that National Signing Bonus. When we get back, we will venture into that area of the show known as Cricket World.
Yes, where, you know, it's not called Cricket World, but we're going to talk about some of these races that I'm going to attend coming up real soon. And I want to give some props to one of my co-hosts for being a G on the morning show. I'll tell you more about that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Just because they're grown men.
She said that's why I wipe it down.
Doesn't mean they're not as juvenile as your 13-year-old son.
Sports hot or not hot or hot.
I'm going to give her sports hot.
Rick and John, middays from 10 to 2. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do y'all understand that I played football 10 years in the NFL? So when I start talking like I'm talking, it's because I'm still in football mode, so back up off.
I don't understand it, bro.
No, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind
of Hugh Douglas.
You know, I want to talk about, you know, my race schedule that's coming up as far as the runs that I want to participate in. But first, I have to give props to my co-host, the G of the morning, the OG, Wendy Adams. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Wendy, I was talking to Daryl, and I think I said to Deshaun, too. I knew for a fact that you weren't going to eat these crickets. I just knew it. I just knew it because I could just tell by the way when Daryl said it and everything that you were going to, you know, waffle and hedge the bet and, you know, chicken out.
Mm-hmm.
But you've eaten half a bag of crickets already.
I have.
You powered through that thing.
I
and
did.
Everybody on social media has been giving you props because.
That's right.
Yes, because you are a G. And now real quick, we're going to have you eat the rest of those bag of crickets because I didn't think you was going to do it. I haven't even eaten a cricket, and Daryl is back over there in the corner. He's trying to strong-arm people into eating crickets. I'm not eating a cricket.
Yeah,
I'm
not eating a cricket. Daryl ate a cricket
because he fell in love.
No, I had one today.
No, but you started eating crickets because you fell in love.
Wait a minute. I didn't start eating crickets. That okay. was 4 years ago.
Okay, you ate a cricket because you fell in love for like 5 seconds.
That was real.
Okay, but what I was saying was right. We're playing semantics again.
It's for charity.
Okay,
it's
but
for
before. Charity. Oh, so you're about to do it for charity. So you're about to eat the
You're
going to
eat one too.
No, I ain't about to eat no crickets.
Our underboss, Sean Thompson.
All y'all nasty. I just want to put
John
that out
had
there.
Like six of them.
I think Bo had a cricket too. So Whitney's about to eat the rest of the crickets.
Bo doesn't want any crickets.
Whitney's about to eat the rest of the crickets.
You're not touching crickets.
And she, listen, look at Whitney's face. She's powering through. Oh, no, it got on her. Like, she was doing so well in the beginning. Come on, Whitney, you can do it. Eat the cricket.
As we do this, as Whitney's, let me go ahead and mention this, that she's going to be rappelling off the Overlook 3 building tomorrow morning at 10:30 on Paces Ferry Road. It's a 22-story building. She's raising money for Special Olympics Georgia, and you can help her by going to overtheedgeatlanta.org. That's overtheedgeatlanta.org.
Is that in the Vining?
You know, yeah.
I know that building. I know exactly where that building is.
Paces Ferry. Yeah.
I know that building.
And she is powering through these crickets, John. She
handful.
It's starting to look like she's gotten accustomed to the taste, and the taste does not bother her as much.
You know, I would rather eat crickets than rappel off a building for 22-story
building. Whitney's a G, though. You're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know the level of respect that she is getting right now? Because she's about to eat the rest of these crickets and then go over a building.
Right.
I much respect. But you know what? This morning I was talking about, the races I'm getting ready for the Peachtree. I just signed up for another race. And I suggest that everybody else does it as well. I just signed up for the Night Nation race. It's a running music festival that starts in July. It's on July 7th. It's a couple days right after the Peachtree. And it's a 5K where you get to wear like some shades. You get to wear like little glowy stuff. And they had even like body paint stuff you're going to wear. I think it's going to be pretty cool. And it's an after party after that. So I suggest that everybody go to the Night Nation run. It's a website called Night Nation Run. It's going to be pretty fun. And I just signed up. And I even bought myself a tutu. I think I'm running a tutu.
You should.
Got a blue tutu. It's a blue glow-in-the-dark tutu.
Bro,
but I was a little bit, I didn't know how I felt about that. I was going to ask you about it, but I knew what you were going to say. It's for a good cause. It's just to have fun and run. And the tutu was blue.
The crickets like,
are the blue tutu.
This is the last handful of crickets.
$200
for charity.
$200 for charity.
The last handful.
And Wendy
of
is eating the last handful of
crickets.
Crickets.
I might have to leave after this to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, she's probably gonna.
Just to let you know.
Well, it doesn't count. It doesn't count.
Don't listen to Bo, Wendy.
If you throw them up, you have to eat another bag.
No, she does not have to eat another bag.
That was not even part of the deal.
Per our agreement.
See, right, I didn't let this thing run
too long. Here we go. Make that happen.
And she has eaten. Oh, my gosh. She's eating the crickets. This has been like 2 minutes long, people. She's eating crickets. She is chewing the crickets. She is not happy. I don't even know if I can. Can you post videos longer than 2 minutes on the Instagram? I don't think you can.
No, not on Instagram.
So we're going to have to kind of break this up.
By the way, well done.
All right.
Wendy did a great job on that one.
Congratulations to Wendy. And as promised, here's the $200. You see two crisp $100 bills.
Those are Benjamins.
Yes. As I put my camera down, $200 bills that we're gonna have right here on TV.
So she made $260 today just by
eating crickets. Yeah, she made $260 today for eating crickets, and she has made her goal, and has found a newfound respect from me. Like seriously, because Wendy did not only eat the crickets, man. She kept her word, and now she's about to rappel down a building. That's a lot of pressure on one person in one day, but she did it for the kids. So I want to give a shout out to Wendy, and you can tell these $100 bills are real, John, because they got it's the new $100 bill.
All right, let me
and
check.
They got the line through.
Let me see those.
Check out them $100 bills. Okay. Them new hundreds.
Yeah, those are the ones with the blue line through them. Those
got
are pretty
the new
good looking.
Swanky,
you know you're not getting back your heavy buddy.
What's that?
You're not getting these back your heavy buddy.
No. You know what? That's going to be between you and Wendy. But yeah, speaking of that Night Nation run, I think that people should sign up for that because I think it'll be fun, man. And it's something different, dude. I'm trying to get Daryl to sign up, but. Daryl's going to have some things that they have to do. John, you want to run with me? Because I know you were talking about getting in shape.
When is this?
July 7th. It's July 7th. And they start at, where did they tell me the run was at? I think it's at Georgia State. It's going to start off at somewhere. No, the stadium, Georgia State Stadium. I think that's where it's at. And, it's going to be a bunch of people there. I was looking at some of the names of some of the, it's like they're like theme runs. And I was looking at some of the names.
I'm going to promise you that I'm going to get healthy and I am going to run with you. The only reason I won't be able to run in that one is on July 7th, I will be at the lake in Michigan.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, have fun at the lake. It's going to be a great time.
My vacation week.
But they had some of the hashtags for some of the names, but I don't know any of these people in the group, but I did kind of want to join for whatever reason, the Asian Persuasion, because that was one of the groups that was running. But I don't know. I don't know. With all of us being all-inclusive, I don't know how they would feel if I would fit the criteria or not, but if there's a group that you, if you're running in the Night Nation Run, and if I could join your group, just send me the name of your group, and I will run with your group.
When is that race again?
July 7th. They had a bunch of, it was like,
what was the ladies one that I like?
The chicks that run or something
that's
like that.
That's the one we need to run with if I can make running. It.
But I don't know, because you know, with this whole Boy Scout thing changing and women being all, you know, they're separating from us and everything. I don't know if they want me to join them. But if you want me to run with your group, just let me know, because I'm kind of running unaffiliated right now. I'm kind of like a renegade runner. And Wendy, this $200, these.
Yes, good cause.
The crispy $200 bills. $100 bills
you.
Are for you.
Yes. And no, congratulations. They're for the Special Olympics.
All right.
Thank you so much, Hugh.
All right.
Oh, I'm never eating another one again.
You did it, though. You
Best
did
belief.
It. You powered through it. And you got the bag to prove it.
Matt Ryan could go to your Twitter and donate a little bit of cash. He has some money for Special Olympics, but then again, he's got his own stuff going on. I'm not trying to put any pressure on Matt. But Matt got flat paid. As we continue, we'll tell you just how much he got paid in his new contract next with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Way to go, Wendy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.